63-year-old Ron Currier describes himself as a country boy. He likes to hunt and fish, and he says on a perfect day, he'll walk into the woods
and just spend the day out there with my dogs, maybe build a fire, cook up some kielbasa or whatever. We'll both have something to eat and drink and just roam the woods.
Building a fire and cooking are a bit more challenging for Currier than they would be for most people. Decades ago, he lost his arms in an electrical accident. Since then, he's performed basic tasks with his stumps or prosthetic arms with hooks for hands. All that's changing now, because Currier has just become the first man ever to be fitted with two sophisticated prosthetics called Luke arms.
These are going to give me back my independence.
Luke stands for Life Under Kinetic Evolution, and they were developed by DECA Research in Manchester. These work a couple different ways. One is a shoe sensor, raising your heel or your toe, for example, to move the arm up or down. The other way involves electrodes connected to Currier's muscles. Matt Albuquerque of Next Step Bionics and Prosthetics in Manchester helped fit the Luke arms to Ron Currier's body.
And I'll say, Ron, open your hand. And he will open his hand and use the muscles that he used to use to open his hand that's no longer there. Those electrodes pick up that signal.
The price varies based on the needs of the user. Currier's left arm alone cost $150,000, paid for by the VA. Luke arm technology has been available to veterans since July of last year, but getting a Luke arm ready for use takes a long time, says Dean Kamen of DECA.
When somebody loses an arm in combat, typically it's a pretty violent event, and the amount of residual limb they have left is a matter of what the explosion was, not a carefully planned amputation.
And so each Luke arm has to be custom built and fitted. That takes multiple trips to the doctor's office. And before this week, the only place vets could go for that was the VA in the Bronx, New York. That was too far for Currier.
In fact, they told us he had to go to the Bronx, and Ron dropped about 50 F-bombs.
That's Ed Coyce. He's one of Currier's doctors, and he was one of a dozen whistleblowers who came forward last year with allegations of substandard care at the Manchester VA. His status as a whistleblower got him an audience last year with VA Secretary David Shulkin, and they still keep in touch by email. Coyce says after Currier dropped those F-bombs, he sent Shulkin an email about getting Currier fitted in Manchester.
And 18 minutes later, I got a reply from Shulkin that said, "That's a terrific idea. I'll support you whatever way you can."
Currier is the first veteran to be fitted with the new technology in Manchester, and nobody I spoke to for this story wants him to be the last. Last fiscal year, the VA nationally cared for about 5,000 veterans with arm amputations. Some of those vets may be eligible for Luke arms, but it is unclear whether a fitting in Manchester will ever happen again. John McNemar is another of the Manchester VA whistleblowers. He's happy veterans will benefit, but he worries all this press attention for the Luke arms takes the spotlight away from continuing problems at the Manchester VA itself, in particular, the operating room, which was closed in July due to flooding from a burst pipe.
Personally, I think that the focus should be more on getting this operating room reopened and getting patients, veterans back here for their procedures that they're currently having out in the community that we are capable of doing here.
The Manchester VA has not yet identified other New Hampshire vets who may be eligible. Speaking on stage yesterday, Ron Currier says once he's learned how to better use his new Luke arms, he has big plans.
Ice climbing at Cathedral Ledges, and I want to rappel down. I think that'll be a lot of fun.
For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.